Well, Beatlemania is back. Not that it ever really went away. As excitement builds ahead of the November release of a new three-part documentary series about the Fab Four, titled Get Back, and directed and produced by Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame. But for some fans, Beatlemania is now a serious academic pursuit. The University of Liverpool has launched a master's degree about the Beatles. The MA is called The Beatles, Music Industry and Heritage, and it promises to reframe and extend contemporary discourse about the Beatles beyond the historical and musicological into a broader and more robust 21st century context. Students will spend a year immersing themselves in all things Beatles, including visiting significant places in the history of the band around Liverpool. Dr. Holly Tesler is the course leader of the new Beatles Masters program, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to Sunday Extra.
Good morning.
Now, Holly, you founded this Masters course. Can you tell us how it came about?
Well, yes. I got my MBA and PhD at the University of Liverpool a number of years ago, and I wrote my PhD on the Beatles. I rejoined the University of Liverpool in January of 2019, at which point I was getting a lot of emails and phone calls and inquiries from people all around the world very interested in coming to Liverpool to learn about the Beatles, to study the Beatles. And at the same time, the university was looking to expand its postgraduate provision.
Yes, so it's a postgraduate opportunity. Just to be clear, you don't also have to have done an undergraduate degree in the Beatles to qualify.
No, you don't have to do an undergraduate degree in the Beatles, but you do need an undergraduate degree in a related field.
Is this the first master's degree in studying the Beatles that you're aware of?
No, it's actually the second. We had colleagues at another university in Liverpool, Liverpool Hope University, which ran the first, as far as I know, Beatles MA. Their degree ran from around 2009 to around 2019. And for various reasons, it was unfortunately discontinued.
Now you've basically got the field to yourself, Holly.
Well, yes.
Can you give us an insight into what sort of things students will be studying in the Beatles Music Industry and Heritage MA?
Well, one of the reasons we are doing the degree physically in Liverpool is that we want students to have the experience of seeing just how significant Beatles heritage is to the city of Liverpool and to the UK more generally. A colleague of mine has written or contributed to a report that estimates Beatles tourism is worth something like £82 million per year to the city alone. Hmm. And that there's something like 56 million tourists per year. So it's a not insubstantial figure. And of course, how they come to Liverpool and experience the story of the Beatles and the history is really something worth studying.
And I believe you're up and running with the first year of the course. How big's the cohort in the first year and where do your students come from?
Well, we've got about 12 students in our first cohort, which is pretty good going considering COVID. Most of them are from the UK. We've got one international student from the United States as well. And we've already gotten huge amounts of interest for next year as well.
So what sort of people enroll in an MA in the Beatles?
We've got all sorts. We have an age range from people in their 20s to people in their 60s.
Oh, wow.
We have recent university graduates, one who's done a law degree. One of the people is a college professor. We have people who work in the tourism industry in Liverpool who are looking to expand their professional knowledge. We have a lot of mid-career professionals who work in other fields but just have an interest in the Beatles and want to study them. So it's really been a very interesting mix of people.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Dr. Holly Tesler, who's the course leader of the new master's degree in the Beatles, Music, Industry and Heritage. Holly, I read that in one lecture you focus entirely on the song Penny Lane and applied cultural theories to recent events like the Black Lives Matter protests. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Penny Lane is an interesting starting point because it is such an iconic song, but it's also an actual real-life street in Liverpool. People live on it. It's not just a tourist attraction. And last summer, when there was a lot of Black Lives Matter protests happening in the UK, it sort of emerged that there might have been some slave trader links to the street Penny Lane and the family it was named after.
Mm.
So it was quite controversial for a few days, and there was a lot of local debate about whether the city should change the name of the street. And in the end, there's an international slavery museum in Liverpool, and experts there proved that it was inconclusive evidence that the street was actually named for James Penny, who has been identified as an 18th century slave trader. So for the moment, Penny Lane remains Penny Lane and hasn't been changed.
So the first cohort of students, Holly, where will their field trips take them to around Liverpool?
Well, this semester we're going to St. Peter's Church in Woolton Village, which is just on the outskirts of the city of Liverpool. It's the place where John met Paul McCartney for the first time. It's still an operating church and doesn't position itself as a tourist attraction. But yet, of course, people do want to go and see it. It's also the place where, strangely and coincidentally, there's a gravestone in the cemetery of one Eleanor Rigby. So, of course, it's a big draw for tourists. But we're taking the students there so they could really explore it, not just as tourists themselves, but to think about some of the tensions that emerge between a church that's trying to function in the community, you know, if you're having a wedding or a funeral and a tourist bus pops up and, you know, all of these tourists pop out, it becomes a real challenge how you manage all of that while still trying to fulfill your first remit of being a community and religious entity.
Yes, indeed. Do you happen to know whether the priest or whoever's in charge of St. Peter's Church is a Beatles fan, Holly?
I think they are Beatles fans. As long as people are respectful, I think they're very happy for folks to come and take a look. But you do have to realize that in where the Eleanor Rigby burial plot is, it is a family plot, and they do tend to get a little bit upset if people don't treat the burial site with the respect it would require. It's not just a photo opportunity for Instagram.
Of course. And you'll also be going to Strawberry Field, is that right?
Yes. We're hoping to visit the original Strawberry Field, which has only recently reopened. It's a functioning training facility for the Salvation Army. And it kind of works also as a tourist and visitor center. So again, they have this very strange balance that they're trying to strike.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sure that your students will be very respectful when they undertake their studies around Liverpool, and that they'll be incredibly conscientious in completing the rest of the course, because it's obviously an academic labor of love. I see that the third semester of the course is a Beatles dissertation, is that right?
Yes, it is. The students will have to develop their own Beatles research question and then write a dissertation of about 15,000 words. But of course, it has to be a critical analysis. So some of the things they're already talking about studying is the reception of Yoko Ono, for instance, and how attitudes about her are changing, especially young women fans are beginning to understand and recontextualize her position in the story of the Beatles in a very different way, which is encouraging.
That's very interesting. Finally, Dr. Holly Tesler, we couldn't really finish without asking you, what's your favorite Beatles song, and do those selections get preferenced in any way in the course?
Oh, I couldn't narrow it down to one song. if pushed, it would be a top three between Norwegian Wood, I've Just Seen a Face, and If I Needed Someone Today. I'll change my mind again tomorrow. And no, they don't get any privilege or priority. Every song is equal.
Indeed. Well, look, it's been great speaking with you about the new degree. Great to hear that the students are enrolled and got their heads down working hard. I'm sure there'll be a few enrolments from Australia coming soon as well when it's legal. Thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra to discuss the new course.
That's been great. Thanks for inviting me.
That's Dr. Holly Tesler, leader of the new University of Liverpool Master's course, The Beatles Music Industry and Heritage. And while Holly assures us that all Beatles songs are treated equally in the course, we can preference some of them on Sunday Extra. So before we hit the 8 o'clock news, why don't we hear a little bit of one of Holly's favourites? For today at least, here's Norwegian Wood.
She once said,